Let's go.
Live from San Francisco,
this is 99.7
Now.
Yes, we are KMVQ FM, KMVQ HD1, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. Good morning, Bay Area, and a beautiful morning at that. Yeah, I'm looking out of the window right now.
It actually is. I thought it was cooling down today, but it looks like another gorgeous day in the Bay. Listen, Benny, I get it. I know what you're trying to do. I'm turning my bad attitude around. I stayed up too late last night watching the Warriors. They lost. I was in a bad mood. You do all these things to motivate yourself. I'm having a great day.
And not just myself. Yeah. I try to motivate my wife, my daughter, and the people around me, like you two.
Do you know that we talked to your wife earlier?
Mm-hmm.
And she... I couldn't see her, but when I brought up your motivation, I felt her rolling her eyes.
Listen, she secretly loves my motivational quotes that I have.
But I know that other people do this. 888-456-9970. Is there a way that you motivate yourself? Like, how do you get yourself going in the morning? I'm not that person.
So let me ask you this then. First thing in the morning, and for us, middle of the night / morning, so 3:30 a.m., 4 a.m., your alarm goes off. What goes through your head? How do you motivate yourself right then and there? You have to say something to get out of bed to yourself, no?
I log on to my bank, and I see that there's no money in there, and I say, I gotta go to work to fill this bank account up.
Whatever you gotta do. Shan,
I was thinking about your motivational quotes that you've been giving us all week, and that actually got me going this morning, so thank you, Benny.
I honestly do this. I'm not kidding you. I try to think of things that y'all would believe as why I can't come to work. I'm like, will they believe I got shot last night?
Nope.
Will they believe I broke my leg? I've already used food poisoning.
Already?
Yeah, well, that's one you got to be careful with. You don't use that often.
I actually really had it. Remember, this like 2 years ago, last time I missed work. I really had food poisoning. And when you have it, you can't leave the bathroom. Seriously. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. You know, you can't use those excuses. But motivate us this morning. It is a gorgeous day in the Bay. We're forgetting about the Warriors losing. What is your motivational...
Jeannie. We have Jeannie on the phone. She's got one. Should we...
Yeah. Pull her up.
Absolutely, I do. I have a complete ritual that I do every single morning. And if for some crazy reason I can't do it or I miss it, my day usually goes downhill.
Oh, wow. It's that serious.
I get that.
Just now about doing this.
All right. Well, tell us what it is.
The first thing I do when I open my eyes is I give a little prayer of gratitude that my eyes have opened and that I'm alive and awake.
The first thing I do when I wake up is I try to think of reasons I can't go to work that people at work would believe.
Jeannie, don't listen to him. You keep going, girl, with your positivity. Okay.
Well, I've used probably some of them, too. But this really helps, and maybe you should try this.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I lift my legs straight up in the air.
I'll try. Yeah.
And then I spread my legs open as far as I can.
I
wiggle my ankles and my toes.
Well,
I rotate my ankles and I wiggle my toes.
Wait.
Okay.
And that really sort of helps get the blood flowing. And then I put my legs together and I bend over to the side and I jump out of the bed.
Girl, that's like a gymnastics dismount. You're going to hurt yourself.
Once I've done that and I just start the day with a, you know, gratitude and a stretch, and whether the sun is shining or whether it's raining, I'm always in a really good place to face the day. Now, you know, series of events can occur, but this is like how I like to start, and it does really help.
Let me ask you this. Are you alone in bed when you lifting your legs and twirling around and doing gymnastics?
Well, to be honest with you,
depends.
Sometimes I am and sometimes I'm not.
It is. If it's a Saturday night, or Sunday morning, maybe not.
I know the days you're the most grateful.
Well, that's true, too. And, you know, usually if I'm with someone that's wonderful, they just think it's fantastic. I mean, if somebody didn't like it and I was with them, that would really not bode well for, like, the whole relationship, right? So, you know, they better like it.
Yep. Thank you, Jeannie.
I don't even know what to say to Jeannie.
She is off the hook.
That is a way to start.
Put your legs in the air, spread them apart in the morning, and then just bounce right out of bed, Greg. Do that tomorrow on a Friday.
I have so many responses to you right now, Benny.
In the morning like cereal. Here we go. 99.7 Now.
I saw an amazing drag performance of that song over the weekend. Ava Max would be proud if she had seen it. Is she rolling through?
Ava Max here?
Yeah, we need to roll through. I have it on my phone. I want to show her.
Well, let's Shan, lock her in.
All right. Yeah. She sent us a wig.
But you know who...
sent us a wig?
Yeah, that blonde wig that's rolling around somewhere. She sent us that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, all right, so Ava Max. I know we do have an artist coming in this week.
Lizzo.
I'm super excited. I know Fernando had his girls' night out yesterday.
God. My sister sent me a video of Fernando dancing at Lizzo yesterday. He was going hamsies.
She is like probably the most talked about artist right now. And yeah, we'll have her on the show tomorrow.
I have a lot to say, but I'll save it for 9:40 when Fernando comes in. You're going to show me that video, right?
Yeah, it's super cute.
Yeah, because we're being positive. We're motivating right now, Greg.
Yeah, I'm going to be positive. He's a great dancer, I'm sure. 888-456-9970. I needed a little bit of motivation. Now I'm in a good mood. I was in a horrible mood. I stayed up late watching the Warriors. But everybody's calling in with how they motivate themselves every morning. How do you motivate yourself?
Well, I remember that when I get in the car, I get to turn you guys on.
Aww, that's so... You know what? I needed that today because I'm in a bad mood.
Well, you guys kind of have a tough job because you have to be, like, really on first thing. When I get to work, I get to just, like, have coffee and look at the news and then kind of slowly wake up. So I think you guys are doing a great job, and you really start my mornings off on the right foot.
Aww, thanks.
You call us every day? You're our motivation.
Well, then we make a good team.
Good morning, Marie.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are great. Good. You sound motivated already.
Woo! Oh, good. So three things I always do, and I agree with the previous caller, a prayer of gratitude is always the first order of the day.
Okay.
And two, I always like to hum the song. My kids think I'm crazy. You know, the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs song, I-ho, I say, I-o, off to work I go.
Yeah, hey. I do know that song, yes.
Right, and the third one is I have a Keurig coffee maker right next to me on my night table. I cleared my night table. I just turn it on and, you know, I hear that coffee brewing and I smell the coffee. Okay, that's enough to get me up.
You have a coffee maker on your nightstand?
Yeah, on the side because I always... like the smell of coffee in the morning. It's my caffeine.
That's the definition of wake up and smell the coffee.
Yeah, that's a pretty fun. Now, that's funny.
That is. Thank you for the call.
You know what? Off the air, Benny, I'll tell you what I have on my nightstand.
Not a coffee secret. Maker, I assume.
There's a couple things that'll shock you. A secret sound that is coming up in 20 minutes. And I am very positive today that we might catch a cheater. Love Trap is coming up in 30 minutes, but we have a really funny compilation of all those names that you and Shan come up with.
Right, the flower shop names.
We're going to play that for you next because people do love the names you guys come up with. That will be next. Hey, I needed Lizzo in my life, and you know what? You're going to get more Lizzo in your life. I know that's the first song we've played from her. She's coming in this week. So we're
she had a sold out show last night at the Warfield.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then, yeah, on with us tomorrow morning. That'll be fun. That'll be great Friday morning vibes
with
her.
Listen, I already watched an interview with her.
She's crazy,
this is
right?
Like, first of all, she gave me my life. I'm going to give her her life. She's also a Texas girl, just like me. So we going to get down tomorrow, me and Lizzo. I don't even know if y'all are needed because me and Lizzo.
Like
Listen, I feel like Lizzo and I are going to connect. We're going to be BFF.
I feel like that, too. I feel like you guys have a little connection.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time.
It's going to be Yas Queen.
Queen tomorrow morning. Hey, here's what's going down today, though. Love Trap is coming up. That is happening at 7:50. Everybody loves it. One of the things that they do love about it are the names of the flower shop that you and Shan work on. Y'all come up with these each week. And Sal, the rat, he put together a compilation of the names. And it's kind of funny if you listen to them all.
My name is Chad, and I'm calling from Miso Thorny.
I'm calling from Sassy Stems.
I'm calling from iPoppy Flowers. Yeah, from Austin Flowers. We're here in Hayward, and I'm calling from The Root of It All. Hi there, this is Chad, and I'm calling from Back to the Fuchsia. Calling from Alleluia Flowers. And I'm calling from Birds and Bees Flower Shop. Calling from Plant One on Me. Calling from The Planty Dropper.
Planty Dropper.
The Hall of Famer.
Right.
I don't know. People are picking between Miso Thorny and The Planty Dropper. Those are everybody's favorites.
And a new one today.
Yes. Uh-huh. And we did play that compilation yesterday as well to get your brains working, because these are hard to come up with.
They are. Mm-hmm.
So if you have ideas, we'll take them. You may hear your love trap flower shop name on the air.
Make some noise.
99.7 now.
Waking up the Bay Area.
Wake up. You know, we were talking earlier to your wife, Benny.
Yes.
And something I learned last week. I'm learning more and more about you. Was that her that just said 99.7 now?
Yeah. She's the voice of the radio station. She's the female voice you hear all over the place. Yeah. Keep it in the family, baby.
Wow.
99.7 now.
That's you know, right. I'm actually, this is going to be a treat for everybody. You will probably won't still be here, but I'm bringing the kids to the ice cream museum on Friday, tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm parking in our garage because it's free. For me.
There it is.
I'm bringing the kids up here.
In the afternoon?
I'm going to give them a job. I'm gonna let them work
you
here.
You should.
Like, yeah.
Record them.
I'm going to record them saying stuff.
Yeah, what time roughly do you think you will be
how
here?
How much does it pay? Oh. That's what I need to know.
Listen,
my kids don't work.
Listen, we don't talk about that.
My kids don't work for free.
Yeah, they do. They got to start as interns.
Get that coin.
I'm excited to bring the kids up here to meet Jazzy. You know, Jazzy's never met the kids.
No way.
Yeah, it's going to be super exciting.
It's been so many years.
I want to be here. What time? Is it like early afternoon or late afternoon?
Yeah, like probably about 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Can you stick around?
Yeah,
I know
I'll be
it's
here.
A Friday, but
listen,
I'm going to bring them back up here. They going to run this radio station. When Sadie gets loose in this radio station, it's going to be over.
Hey.
She's going to be running this place. Hey, have you ever, Benny, looked at somebody's vacation pictures and gotten jealous?
A little bit. I think that's... Are you talking about online?
Yeah, like
social media,
Instagram.
And I think that's a huge problem. But yes, I have. I'm guilty of it.
Well, now you can have your own amazing vacation and never leave home. There is a company right here in America. It's called Fakecation. And they will help you fake vacation pictures where you look like you're having a fabulous vacation on Instagram.
And you're in front of a green screen or something?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I hate it.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
Isn't
that's
that
a
funny?
Stupid idea. No!
It's funny. Hilarious.
Funny maybe, but...
This comes on the heels of... There's another company that we had talked about on the air before in Russia where they will rent you a private jet. But the jet never leaves. You just take photos on the private jet. Like, so you're drinking champagne, you're eating caviar, you're doing all these things on a private jet, and then people think you're flying on a private jet, but
I don't
it
like
never
it.
Leaves the ground. This, they basically, you tell them where you want to go, Hawaii, the Grand Canyon, Italy, and they will take your photo. And they will put you there.
Where is this? In Vegas, probably?
No.
It's actually in Nebraska.
Nebraska?
Well, they ain't got nothing.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere in Nebraska, so that's why they got this.
But this is kind of funny. Like, if you can't get away for a vacation...
I think my opinion is I think it is great. When you are on vacation or you do these amazing things, you should post them. But the problem is people aren't posting their real life. You also should post the messy times and the real times and the messy house and just waking up and the kids running around crazy and all of
nobody
that.
Nobody wants to see that.
That's real life, though.
They want to see you in Italy,
no.
Even if you didn't go.
I don't
you know
like
what?
The message that sends.
Well, guess what? 10% of people surveyed in a survey admitted to putting fake travel photos up.
Stop.
So people are already doing it. People are already posting. Listen, the whole reason we all post is to make everybody jealous of what we're doing. Let's be honest.
Well, then, I guess you also keep the trolls in mind because, you know, let's say you post something in your house and then there's something, you know, in the shot in the background that you don't notice that's out of place. People always got to comment on something. What's wrong with it or what's this?
Mm-hmm. Guess what? Fakecation will fix that for you. You can look like you're in Paris today.
No.
Let's
not
do
doing it.
It.
No, please.
I'm
wait,
doing
you
it.
Guys are going to Nebraska.
Make Benny a profile.
Listen,
make him a profile.
Now, here's the funny thing. Can you imagine we're on the air one moment and then the next minute we're in Croatia?
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
And now.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
Dirty on the 30.
Before we get into Dirty on the 30, Secret Sound is coming up in less than 10 minutes. Your shot at $2,100.
When Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande hit the stage at Coachella, people were buzzing that he was lip syncing, especially because they admitted that it was a spur of the moment performance and they didn't rehearse.
I'm sorry. I feel very, very very strongly about this. And I've seen other artists who actually sing. They feel strongly about it as well. If you're a singer, you should sing.
Agreed.
There's no excuse. I don't want to hear their excuse. There's no excuse. If I were walking by somewhere, and I've gone to Radio Rose in the past, right? And they're like, oh, Greg from San Francisco, sit down. You know what? I'm funny. When I sit down and I put a microphone in front of me and I put headphones on.
And humble.
I'm sorry. That's my job, right?
You gotta turn it on. No, it is true.
That's my job. I turn on. Your job is to be a singer. Sing. Don't want to hear your excuse.
Well, and I feel like even if it kind of wasn't perfect, it's still real. You should be able to turn it on. And if you can and it's not great, then it's still you singing and it's real
versus a recorded track. When we played that track from Coachella last week, the sound of him, it was from the album. It infuriated me. I'm like, I paid my Coachella money to see Ariana Grande bring out the special guest. It was Justin Bieber. I lose my mind, and it sounds like I'm listening to it on Apple Music. I'm sorry. No excuse.
Well, a lot of us didn't care because we were just excited to see him after 2 years.
The one that wasn't there cares the most.
No, the only people who didn't care were too drunk. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't want to hear your track. I want to hear you sing. And you know who agrees with me? Pink agrees with me. She said it many times. Christina Aguilera agrees with me.
Oh, I agree. I'm
Britney Spears.
So do you just carry like
an
extra?
Yeah, right. She's another one. She can't even. I'm not gonna. No beating up Britney. She's going through that.
If they went up 10 minutes,
I don't care.
If they went up 10 minutes,
you're
before,
a singer.
Do you just
sing.
Carry no on like an instrumental version with okay. you at all times.
You're a singer. Sing your song.
All right.
Done.
So anyway, so an E! News person.
You agree with me? Ginger, my mom, she's texting me right now. She agrees.
Well, that's exactly what an E! News correspondent said. And Justin and Ariana Grande clapped back at her. Justin said, imagine if you spent even half the time you spend laughing at other people's expense, actually building people up and encouraging people.
Imagine if you actually did your job, Justin Bieber. Imagine that.
Ariana Grande tweeted, we also decided to do this 10 minutes before my set started. We had zero sound check, zero rehearsal.
That's
you were
stupid.
Singing with the backtracking like most cameos
okay,
do.
Stop. Don't, please stop. Move on to that. You're I'm getting infuriated
right
now.
I love it. Okay.
And we just had him on a positive note.
I was just saying, I don't need to hear some. Anyway, moving on.
Offers are pouring in for NSYNC to get back together without Justin Timberlake. And apparently, they have been coming in for a while. But Coachella was the first.
I'm actually wondering why they haven't done it. Like, I think they should do it.
Totally.
Would you go see NSYNC without Justin? I would.
I would.
Yeah.
I would because they'd still be doing the hits. It'd be fun if they had, like, special guests come in and do Justin's part at different
right.
shows. You know what I mean? Like, other stars. Like, Ariana Grande owes them one. But, like, and Justin has his own fan base and his own stuff. I would go.
Yeah, I think I would. I would go watch them without it. I'd go see J.C. Chazet and see like if he's still got it. Go see Joey Fatone.
Like,
I mean, I like
Fatone.
Them. I like them all. I mean, they're all good. I think I would definitely go see without. They're going to sing the songs.
Well, and especially like it's, you said Vegas residency or just in general?
No, just in general. They're trying to get them back together.
But like imagine they did a Vegas or something like it would all be about the show. So with the dancers and all the decor, it would be so cool. I feel like you wouldn't even miss Justin. It would
totally.
Just be a great experience. And if I may, I want to jump in on your dirty.
Sure.
So Pitbull is obviously a friend of 99.7 Now. We brought him to many shows. He was on earlier this week with Ryan and Kelly on their show. And I love what he said. You know, we were talking about motivation and positivity. I love what he said about kind of his career and how it's lasted so long.
A lot of different obstacles, but I think that's what makes the journey fun, you know, from nothing to something. A whole lot of no's, that's for sure. A whole lot of you can't, you won't, you never will, don't, you're crazy, how dare you, impossible. And then I flipped every word, by the way.
Yeah.
So my daughter taught me in the word impossible is possible. And I took the word can't is can, won't is one.
Yeah.
Don't just do, and that's exactly what we've done with our career.
It's right.
20 years in the game.
Got
see?
It.
There it is. How could you be
know
in a
what?
Bad mood now?
Listen, you can't. I love Pitbull.
Got
I
it.
Love, and there's another interview that we cannot play on this show where he talks about his love life. Girl, there is a reason this man is happy.
I know a few.
I will tell you. I know.
Let's go.
The secret
show.
And unlike Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande. We're playing for real right now. Secret Sound Jackpot is at 21. You got me heated.
And we're talking
you
live. It's live.
I know. I'm mad. I'm red.
We'll
do you see how red? You see how red I am right now, Benny?
I do.
$2,100. Let me give you this clue. Variety is good. Variety is good. Mm. I tell John that every day. 888-456-9970. It's your shot. Caller number 9 will get the shot at $2,100 when we play Secret Sound next. I'm so in trouble.
Let's go.
Time to play Secret Sound. We already gave the clue. Let's get Janet on line 3 up. Janet in Oakland.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. We're about to play the sound for you. Are you ready?
Okay.
What do you think that is?
I'm going to say taking a toy out of a plastic container.
Taking a toy out of a plastic container is...
Okay. I heard your hint this morning, so I'm going over everything.
All the guesses?
I'm looking at stuff.
All right, keep going over all those guesses. They are at 997now.com. So you can see the previous guesses. We already told you guys it's close to something somebody already guessed. All right, thanks, Janet.
I'm not sure we're supposed to be giving out that, that information, but we are.
Well,
in terms of that, it was close yesterday.
Well, listen, we're not supposed to be doing it, Chad, but here's the thing. St. John keeps getting all these winners. We need to have a winner on our show. We want our listeners to get that money.
Yeah.
$2,200. 840 is your next shot. And you know what coming up next is everybody's favorite thing.
Yes.
The love trap.
The love trap. Speaking of things we're not supposed to be doing, you're not supposed to be cheating. Will we catch another one? let's talk about the premise real quick before we get her on the phone. So we know it has to do with Coachella. Coachella weekend, boyfriend and girlfriend. The boyfriend went down to Coachella, left his girlfriend behind here in the Bay Area.
Not a good idea,
and
ever.
She thinks it was fishy. He claims it was a boys' weekend. She thinks it was a little more than just a boys' weekend.
Shan, would you ever let your man go to Coachella by himself?
No!
She won't let him go to the movies by himself. He ain't going to Coachella.
He ain't going to Walgreens by himself, okay?
Well, I'd be happy to send my wife to Walgreens without me. You know what, honey? Go ahead.
We need to play Sweet But Psycho next.